Onpust has become one of the first big companies in Ireland to eliminate its gender pay gap. Over the past 2 years, it reduced the gap from 3.7% to effectively 0%. For the first time ever, women now earn slightly more than men at the company. According to the latest Eurostat figures, men earn 11.3% more than women in Ireland. We can speak now to David MacRedmond, CEO of Onpust. David, your pay gap was much lower than the average in 2019, but how did you manage to eliminate it altogether?
Well, the reason our gap was lower is, you know, we're heavily unionized. The unions are very progressive and they've been great supporters along this journey. But, you know, I think it's a momentous day today. It's just fantastic news. I was thrilled when I saw the report that the gap is now zero. And we've done it in a number of ways, and it's mainly in management, in promoting more women in management. And, for example, by insisting on gender balance shortlists, we still appoint the best person. But once you make sure that women don't have those biases that stop them getting onto a shortlist, then not surprisingly, more of them get through. So that's an example of the sort of thing we've done. We've also got mentoring programs. We've our Aspire leadership program for women in the organization. And I'd have to say, you know, there's a general movement. If you look at things like the 30% Club run by Rachel Hussey and Breed Horan, the sort of work they've done to promote women in business has really managed just to raise the profile and given people who have all the skills and talent, just giving them the confidence to apply for positions and to put themselves forward. And I think that's really been what's made the biggest difference.
Okay, male employees still receive higher bonuses than women, though. Why is that?
Well, actually, last year they did, and that's because our front line, particularly our delivery front line, is very heavily male and with male management. And last year they did an outstanding job, our delivery front line, in the middle of the COVID crisis. And quite rightly, they got good bonuses. And I'm absolutely, you know, I'm so proud of what our front lines did. And that just happens to be skewed male, that population. And that's why there was that. But in terms of bonuses, the bonuses are equal and people get the same bonuses. So this year, when we see the performance shifting, that will probably change as well. And there's one or two other areas. You know, we've still got plenty of work to do. You know, particularly at the postmen and postwomen, what we call postal operatives at that level, you know, it's very heavily still a male job. We want to see that as being a female job as much as a male job, and that's requiring a lot of work for us to change the image there and to make sure that we get more women on our front line as well. Yeah. So look, we've plenty of work to do, but the most important thing is we started 3 years ago. It was the Chief of Staff, Eva Byrne, started then and said, look, we've got to start reporting in gender pay. Let's see what it looks like. And 3 years later, that gap is eliminated. And that's been done by the women in Onpust. I'm just a willing passenger, and I'm absolutely thrilled at that achievement.
Okay, and the whole workforce at Onpust is still very male-dominated, as you mentioned, with just 25% of all employees female. Why is that, though? I know you say it's a very male-dominated sector, but is that true at the moment?
Yeah, I think it was traditionally. Look, it's always traditionally been a male job. That's the image, and that's how it's been seen. And certainly that was also true in management. Now that management has changed and we've got, for example, in our management board, our leadership team is 50-50 male-female, I think you're going to see the change starting to happen elsewhere. I think other things will help as well. I think actually moving to hybrid working is really going to help women in the workforce. You know, so there are other things that are working. Okay. What we have to avoid time, though, is the gig economy and the excesses of that, which don't provide decent employment. We're really proud to provide professional employment to both men and women.
Okay, David, on a separate note, given the renewed uncertainty about Brexit, are you expecting to see delays for people sending and receiving gifts this Christmas?
I think we've worked through most of the issues now. It's been incredibly complex. There's no doubt it's a much more complex world with the new EU customs rules, which came in July, and with the kind of unintended consequence that Brexit, that Britain, because of leaving the EU, gets caught up in it. Certainly from the major retailers, we're not seeing any delays. Of course, we're not seeing any delays from any parcels from within Ireland or within the EU. So it's probably more at the level of a consumer to consumer, you know, a grandmother sending something to a grandchild in Ireland, from England to Ireland. But I think we've worked our way through now, so there shouldn't be delays. And certainly at the moment, we're in the high 90% in terms of our delivery times.
Okay, the issue of your Christmas stamps was a hot topic on Liveline yesterday. Callers were quite angry that there are no nativity scenes depicted on the stamps this year. Why is that, David?
I didn't hear that. Look, each year we pick different themes, and certainly you know, we've had nativity teams in the past, and we'll have them in the future. But we can only produce so many stamps, and we produced different stamps and with different messages. And I also heard about stamps not being in Irish except for international stamps. So, look, the nature of stamps is there's always going to be a bit of controversy around them. We like people thinking about them, and I'd encourage everybody to get out, buy the stamps now. They're very good value, €20 for a pack of 20, and post their Christmas cards.
Okay, David McRedmond, CEO of OnPost, thanks for joining us. That's the business news for now.